my window. We have a door.
If your mom said you were sick, and didn't want me up here.
Exactly. So why are you up here?
To get the scoop. I heard you went ballistic with Nick at Wit's End.
Yeah, I yelled at him a little.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't been feeling real well. Mom thinks I've got the Odenton bug.
You probably do. There's a ton of people that have it. Did you hear about Nick Mulligan's neighbor? He ran his truck into their barn. And I heard about another guy who got in a fight with his brother over a card game. Put him in the hospital.
No way. There's no disease that makes you do that. Actually, I think it's something else.
What?
I stayed up all night watching movies at Scott's. I think it warped my brain.
What were you watching? Horror movies?
No, regular ones. But I read somewhere that if you let your brain veg out for a while, that it can shrivel up like a big raisin.
Well, sure. Those late-night infomercials would shrivel anybody's brain.
It wasn't infomercials. Scott's parents just got a new satellite system that gets, like, a kajillion channels. Odenton's the test market for them. They should be coming to Odyssey soon.
Why didn't Odenton get them? They're so lucky. They get new satellite systems. They get these weird diseases that keep you out of school.
It's not fun, Cal.
Sure it is. That should be their commercial. Buy our system, get a free brain shrivel.
I don't think they're connected.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe they are.
What?
These dishes are making everybody sick, just like in that movie. What was it called?
Give me a break.
But remember, all those people were drinking the radioactive water, and it made the whole town crazy.
You're the only one that's crazy.
I gotta check out the satellite system.
How?
I'll see ya.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hello, Alex. It's good to see you back.
Actually, I'm not back. I'm still grounded. But my mom wanted me to come and apologize to you for being so rude the other day. I'm sorry.
Well, I forgive you. But you need to come back and say that when Nick's here.
I know.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, a little. I should get home now.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Mr. Whitaker?
Hmm?
Do you know anything about satellites?
You mean in space?
Like satellite dishes and all the TV channels you can get with them.
Oh, well, I know a little. I've never owned one.
Well, do you think they could affect somebody's mind?
Well, I think the programs themselves can.
But can they make people sick?
Well, possibly. Why are you asking?
Cal and I were talking about it, and he thinks that the Odenton bug might have something to do with it.
With satellite TV?
They're testing this new system there. It just seems like a coincidence that Odenton would have this virus thing at the same time.
Well, maybe. But I would hope that they'd test the equipment to make sure it's safe before releasing it to the public. I doubt that there's any real connection.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, excuse me. I need to answer that.
Okay. I'll see you later, Mr. Whitaker.
Okay, bye, Alex. Wit's End.
Hi, Dad. It's me.
Oh, hi, Jason. Where are you?
I'm in Alaska.
Oh? What are you doing up there?
Freezing. And helping out with some problems at a church up here, which is why I called. Listen, I need you to pray for something.
Okay.
It's so strange. Everyone's going crazy. Normally peaceful people are throwing fits of anger.
You're kidding.
No. Why?
Well, that's exactly what's happening here. People are unpredictably angry and violent. They're calling it the Odenton bug.
So they think it's a virus or something?
Well, that's the general feeling.
Well, they're blaming it on infected wolves here.
Everybody seems to have their own theories. Alex just came in here and asked if I thought satellites could cause it.
Satellites?
Well, the satellite company just installed new systems in Odenton.
Wait a minute. Have you seen that system?
Yeah. Mike Mulligan's neighbor had one.
What did it look like?
Oh, I didn't see the dish. The receiver was just a black box on the TV. 3 or 4 buttons on the front.
You know, Dad, I think we have the same kind here. A guy just put one in the house where I'm staying. You don't think it's possible that the satellite system's responsible, do you?
I don't know.
Well, does anything else make sense?
That's the only common denominator that I can see.
But how could that make people violent and paranoid?
I'm not sure. But it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
I'll do the same here. All right, well, I'll talk to you later, Dad. Bye.
Bye, Jason.
No. It's impossible. How could this thing do that? Well, I guess there's only one way to find out.
Cal? Again?
Hey, Alex.
You're gonna get me in trouble. You're not supposed to be here.
Here, take this.
What is it?
It's one of the satellite boxes.
You mean one from Odenton?
Yep. I couldn't get my hands on a dish, but I figured I could still check out the box. Do you have a screwdriver?
Bottom drawer of my desk. How did you get that thing?
I have my connections.
Oh boy, now I'm really worried. Why do you even have it?
Well, I called the satellite company to figure out what these things are, and nobody's saying anything. One operator tells me to call one number, then another tells me another number. They gave me the total runaround, so I'm gonna figure it out on my own.
You're taking it apart?
I wanna know what's in here.
You really think you're gonna see something in there you recognize?
I've worked with circuitry before, Alex. Uncle Ralph calls me an electronics whiz, and I've fixed our VCR dozens of times. Wow, look at all these circuits.
What are they?
Not a clue. Wait a minute. There's a sticker here. Veil Industries.
No, that's Veil. V-E-I-L.
Whatever.
P.O. Box 1264 Odyssey.
Let's look it up on the internet.
Cal!
Just do it. No phone number, no address, nothing.
How bizarre. Veil has a website, but they don't tell you how to contact them.
They don't want us to contact them.
Why not?
Because maybe they got something to hide.
If that's true, we shouldn't be messing around with this. We should take the box to Mr. Whitaker. He can figure out what's inside.
Yeah, good idea. I'll see ya, Alex.
Come in.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? You look awful.
Oh, what time is it?
10 o'clock.
At night?
No, in the morning. Oh, you need some light in here. What time did you get to bed last night?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't go to bed?
Uh-uh. I watched TV.
All night? Why?
I don't remember.
Well, listen, we have to go. The Beckers are expecting us. You wanted to talk to Mark, remember? Take a quick shower.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
You'll need to get off the couch for that.
Oh, I just want to finish this movie first.
No, come on, let's go.
Hey, it was just getting good.
Jason, look at me. We have to go. They're waiting.
They can wait.
I'll call and tell them we'll be a little bit late. Now go take a quick shower. I'll make you coffee.
Will you quit nagging me?
Jason, what's the matter with you? You're coming down with it, aren't you? I'm taking you to the doctors.
Forget it, Walter. I'm fine.
No, you are coming with me right now. Have you felt sick at all?
No.
Then why did you stay up all night?
To watch TV.
Are the shows that good?
No. Wait a minute.
What?
Turn the car around.
Why? What's wrong?
I don't need a doctor. I know what the problem is.
You do?
Yes, Walter, it's the TV.
You're sounding like Sam.
No. It all fits. Everyone who's been affected has this new satellite system.
Yes, but... Well, actually, no, that's wrong. The Beckers don't have a TV, but Mark is still behaving strangely.
Let's go to the Beckers. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Jason. Hi, Pastor.
Hi, Bridget.
Would you mind if we asked you a question?
Okay.
When did all the trouble with Mark start?
About 3 weeks ago. He was getting angry at me, Michael, everyone.
Huh. I need to know if Mark has visited any friends that might have... Wait a minute. What's that noise?
What noise?
Bridget, you don't have a TV, right?
Right.
Well then, where's that coming from? Does Mark have a radio in his room?
No. That's our neighbor's TV in the next apartment. It's right on the other side of Mark's wall. We've asked him to turn it down.
A neighbor's TV?
Yes.
Excuse me just a sec.
What? Where are you going?
Jason, what are you doing?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but could I just take a look at your TV?
What?
Thanks, I'm just going to be a minute.
Hey, get out of my apartment!
I'm sorry, Mr. Stickler.
Sir, how long have you had that black box there?
About 3 weeks. What's this all about?
Never mind, sir, thank you.
What's going on, Jason?
I'm sorry, Bridget, but I think I know the problem now.
Dad?
Oh, Jason, I'm glad you called.
Is that Jason? Tell him about the satellite box.
You said you had a new satellite box in your house, right?
Right.
Could you open it up and look inside?
Well, sure. What am I looking for?
Oh, tell him about Vail Industries.
Yeah, all right, Cal. I'd like to know if it was made by Vail Industries.
Vail Industries, what is that?
They manufacture these boxes.
Oh, and tell him I brought it over.
Yeah, yeah. Cal just brought one over from Odenton. The sticker on the inside says Vail Industries, but they've left no way to contact them on the internet anywhere. All they have is a P.O. box.
Tell them we think they're hiding something.
So you've already taken it apart. And what does it look like?
Well, it doesn't seem any different from a normal cable box, except there's something extra here.
Extra like what?
Well, you know how there's a port where the box can receive an infrared signal from the remote control?
Right.
Well, there's one of those, but then there's another port.
And tell them about the port that goes out.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Cal. Cal, would you go get me a glass of water, please?
Sure.
Anyway, Jason, this other port seems to be sending a signal out.
You mean out of the television?
No, out of the box itself.
Well, why would the box be sending a signal out?
I don't know. But I do know that certain signals have been known to cause physical illness. This signal may be doing just that.
By physical illness, could that include irritability, listlessness, violent behavior?
Yeah, it could.
So you think the signal from the box is causing all the trouble?
Maybe.
Well, that would have to be an awfully strong signal. You know, Dad, there's a family here who doesn't even own a box, but their son seems to be affected by his neighbor's box. But infrared signals can't go through walls.
Wait a minute. Maybe it's not infrared.
What kind of signal is it?
Radio waves.
Whit, you've been messing around with that box for hours.
Yeah, it took me a long time to figure it out, too.
Amazing.
What is it?
It was in front of me the whole time. It's the imagination station.
What is?
The black box. Connie, do you remember when the imagination station plans were stolen?
Yeah.
This box contains almost identical circuitry as the imagination station.
You think someone stole the plans to make this box?
I'm beginning to wonder. But you remember that I left out a component in the plans so it wouldn't work properly.
Right.
There's a piece in here that I don't recognize.
Maybe they replaced the part you left out with something else.
Exactly.
Mr. Whitaker thinks the new part sends out radio waves.
Well, I'm still working on that one, Cal.
Radio waves? Eugene's experiment. Novacom!
Yep.
It makes sense.
What do you think they're trying to do?
I think they work for a medicine company, and they're trying to make everybody sick.
Oh, yeah. Why would anybody make something that gets people sick?
Well, I don't think this is what they intended. I imagine it's a side effect they hadn't counted on. Remember, they're testing this box in certain markets.
So they're turning Odenton into lab rats?
Well, I wouldn't put it past them. Which is why I need to examine this new piece they put in here and find out exactly what it does.
But how?
I'm taking a trip in the imagination station.
So, how is this going to work?
Well, I'm going to take my piece out of the imagination station and replace it with theirs. And then I'll see what happens.
Will that be dangerous?
No, well, I don't have a choice, Connie. I can't send anyone else in. I have to find out what's going on. Now, if you hear anything out of the ordinary, use the emergency shutoff.
I will.
While you're out here, pray.
I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Okay, here goes.
Whit, are you okay?
you should turn it off.
I'm turning off, Wiz!
Mr. Whitaker!
Stay away from me. Get away. Both of you.
What's the matter?
It's not safe. Stay away.
Whit, is it okay to come in yet?
Oh, yes.
Are you all right?
I will be. Where's Cal?
He went home a half hour ago. What happened, Whit?
Oh, Connie, it was awful. The most horrible thing I've ever experienced. In a matter of seconds, it was as if I became the worst monsters in history.
What?
I was Cain, standing over my dead brother. I was Pharaoh, ordering the murder of innocent babies all over the country. I was Herod, and Stalin, and Hitler. I felt hate, greed, utter contempt for all human life. I became pure evil.
So that's what the black box is doing to people?
Well, perhaps not in such a concentrated dose, but yes, I think so.
What are we going to do?
We've got to warn everyone. Get in touch with Mike Mulligan, the Jeffersons, anybody you know of that has a black box. I'll call Jason.
Okay.
And I've got a friend at the satellite company. I'll go talk to him.
All right.
Don't let anybody use the imagination station until I say so. I'm going to move it as soon as I get the chance. Lock it up somewhere. Oh, and I should call Agent Borland. Oh.
Are you sure you're okay, Whit?
Yes, I'm just realizing how very serious this is. It's not about broadcasting and programs. It goes deeper than I thought. It's a spiritual battle. And it's time I started treating it that way. We've got work to do.
Come on in, Whit. Marty, listen to me. Listen, I don't have any answers right now. You're going to have to give me some time. That's it. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Don't make me hang up on you, Marty. You need to stop talking so I can hang up. Okay, never mind. I'll just hang up. Hi, Whit. Do you have any aspirin?
No.
Cheryl, get me some aspirin, please. What do you need, Whit? I'm in the middle of a crisis here.
Well, I want to talk to you about your new satellite system.
No, don't do this to me. I can't talk to you about the system. The phone has been ringing off the hook all day.
Why?
Everybody's uptight about the recall. Wait a minute. What are you doing here? You don't even have a TV, and you live in Odyssey.
Recall?
Oh, it's a nightmare. The company that makes the satellite boxes told us to recall all of them. So we did.
You took back all the boxes?
Yeah. They said they were prone to short circuit.
So everyone's complaining?
You'd think I took away their oxygen. And I don't know when to tell them the boxes will be back.
Why don't you just call the manufacturer?
What? Vail Industries? My secretary's been trying to call them all morning. The number's disconnected. Vail has disappeared.
No, that's why I'm calling. I need to talk to someone about the satellite boxes. The satellite boxes you got. Look, could I just please talk to somebody who speaks English? Look, never mind. I'll call back later. Come in.
Hey, Jason.
Oh, hey, Walter. I'm still trying to get a hold of this satellite company. It's ridiculous.
No, don't bother.
How come?
The boxes have been recalled by the manufacturer.
Really?
They're calling it a technical glitch. They confiscated all of them this morning.
A technical glitch? Talk about an understatement.
Well, at least they're gone.
Yeah.
Come on. I've got someone you need to meet.
Who?
Well, the missions board sent you an intern.
An intern? I didn't hear anything about this. Why?
I don't know.
I don't want an intern. I've got enough on my hands as it is. Oh, come on, Walter. You think you could get me out of this, please?
No. I'm sorry, but we're meeting for dinner in 10 minutes.
Oh, man. Oh,
Oh, come on, Walter. You know I can't be having an intern hanging around me everywhere I go.
Oh, hey, buddy. I didn't set this up. The missions board did. But I'll tell you what. There is a project at the station I think I can keep her busy with. Oh, look. There she is. Paula! Hi, over here.
Oh, hello.
Jason, this is Paula Jarvis. Paula, this is...
Jason Whitaker, yes.
Hi.
Well, it's so nice to meet you. You look surprised.
Well, I guess maybe I just expected someone younger.
Oh, I didn't realize I was so old.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. It's just that the board usually sends me a college student.
Uh-huh.
And, well, you're... not one.
No.
Look, it's great to meet you. I hear you're my new intern.
That's right. I'm here to learn.
And I'm looking forward to it. Here, you have a seat.
Oh, thank you. I've heard so much about you from the missions board. You know they highly recommended you.
Oh, did they? Well, that's nice to know.
Mm-hmm. The board asked me to tag along with you for a while, wherever you go.
That'll be just fine. You... tag along to your heart's content.
I am anxious to get to work.
You know, Jason and I were talking about that, and there are a few things at the station.
Oh, Walter, we can get to that boring station work later. Hey, let's just relax and have a nice dinner and, you know, get to know each other a bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds nice. Monica,
where are you?
Alaska. I made contact with Jason Whitaker.
Excellent. I assume that means you've also found the package from Meltzner.
Give me time. If he's got it, I'll find it.
What package is he talking about? And what's going on with these black boxes? Do you think we've seen the last of them? I have a feeling Novacom and Mr. Charles aren't going to be leaving Odyssey just yet. But I guess there's only one way to find out for sure. Keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Black Veil was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us for more Adventures in Odyssey.